Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Greenville Construction. This is Stefan.
Hi. The roof of my house was damaged by last night's storm, and I need someone to look at it soon. Could you come by this week?
Ma'am, we are extremely busy today, but I could definitely stop by at your house tomorrow if that's okay.
Well, okay. I would also appreciate if you can let me know how much it would cost so that I can make the decision.
Number 32. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 33. What does the man say he can do tomorrow? Number 34. What does the woman request the man do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. Hi, I ordered a book from Justin Lewis last week. I was wondering if it has come in yet. My name is Peter Schneider.
Let me check it for you, Mr. Schneider. Yes, the book has arrived this morning and should be ready for you to pick up this afternoon.
I usually get off work at 4, and I should be there in half an hour. What time do you close today?
We close at 5 tonight and open again tomorrow at 9. You can stop by at any time during our regular hours.
I usually finish up my work at 5:30, but I will try to be there before the store closes today. Number 35. What is the purpose of the call? Number 36. What does the woman offer to do? Number 37. What time does the business close today? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, could I help you find anything?
Oh, yes. I'm looking for a new pair of hiking boots for men. Am I in the right section?
Yes, you are. And if you find anything you like, let me know. I'll help you find your size.
Do you know if these come in different colors, like black? I really like the style, but I don't really care for these bright colors you have.
Yes, these are good for serious hiking and everyday walking, too. We do have darker colors, such as dark gray or black. Let me check the storeroom to see if we still have them in stock. What size are you, sir?
I'm size 10, but I would like to try both size 10 and 10.5.
Why don't you look around just a bit more? I'll be right back with your shoes.
Number 38. Where are the speakers? Number 39. Why does the man say, "I don't really care for these bright colors"? Number 40. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Kathy. Did you sign up for the Occupational Safety Workshop on Friday?
Yes. The memo said this class is mandatory for employees who have worked less than a year. You know, I've been working only for 6 months.
Well, apparently the engineers from the head office will demonstrate proper safety procedures to handle robotic devices and equipment in the assembly line.
This should be very useful. I heard we're going to do some hands-on training, too. It should be much more practical than reading a manual on your own.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 42. What is the subject of the training class? Number 43. What does the woman imply when she says,
"This should be very useful"?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Rick, did you send out the oak table to Miss Looney in Connecticut?
Sorry, I couldn't. The order form I got from the sales team was incomplete. It didn't have the customer's home address. I already sent two emails to Ms. Looney and she hasn't replied yet.
We need to get that order out immediately. It's been 2 weeks and we need to clear out the space for the new inventory soon.
Why don't I stop by at the store this afternoon to see if I can talk the sales representative who took the order?
Good idea. I think that is the fastest way to solve the problem.
Number 44. What has Richard already done this week? Number 45. According to the man, what was the problem? Number 46. What will the man probably do next? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I'm so glad you got the copier to work. My meeting starts in half an hour. I was afraid I wouldn't have the handouts ready in time. I'm so relieved.
Well, all I did was clearing some paper stuck in the feeder. How many copies do you have to make?
Well, I invited 8 clients, and there is Mr. Belmont and myself. So that would be 10 copies altogether, I think.
You should make some extra copies, since clients sometimes bring guests along with them.
Good idea. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Number 47. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 48. What was the woman's problem? Number 49. What will the woman do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
Hello, my name is Young-hee Park, and I'm here to take some pictures of the museum's geology exhibit for the Archaeology Today magazine. I have an appointment with Mr. Eric Richardson, the public relations manager, at 10 o'clock.
Yes, Ms. Park. Why don't you have a seat while I get in touch with Mr. Richardson? He's giving a short tour to some of the visitors right now.
No problem. Actually, I am the one who got here a bit early.
Hello, Mr. Richardson. Ms. Park from Archaeology Today magazine is waiting to see you about the new geology exhibit on Modern Art Wing.
I'm almost done. Why don't you take Ms. Park to the exhibit room so that I can meet her there? And don't forget, give her the catalogs and other materials on our museum.
Yes, sir, I'll do that. Ms. Park, Mr. Richardson is ready to meet you in the geology exhibit. Why don't I take you there and explain about our collection, too? Follow me, please.
Thank you.
Number 50. Who is Mr. Richardson? Number 51. What is Mr. Richardson doing right now? Number 52. What is the woman asked to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'd like to take the next train to Hamburg this afternoon. Are there any seats still available?
I'm sorry, the next train is completely booked. Usually buying a ticket on short notice isn't a big problem at this time of the day, but there will be a bike race in Hamburg tomorrow.
Are there any other options that'll get me there today or early tomorrow morning if it's possible? I'm going to attend my cousin's wedding, so I need to be in Hamburg by noon.
Well, there's a train leaving this evening that still has a few seats open. I'm sure you'll get there in plenty of time if you take that train. Would you like to pay for it now?
Number 53. According to the woman, what will take place in Hamburg? Number 54. Why is the man going to Hamburg? Number 55. What does the woman recommend? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Bill, I'm having trouble with this spreadsheet. I spent a lot of time entering all the data, but in the end, the numbers came out inconsistent.
Did you check to see what the problems are?
I did check, but I don't understand. I know all the data is right and the formulas look okay, but something is still not adding up right. What should I do? I need to finish this sheet to complete the financial report in the last quarter.
Try to install the latest version of the accounting program in your computer. If that doesn't work, I'll look at it myself.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
Number 56. What are the speakers discussing? Number 57. What seems to be the problem? Number 58. What does the man imply when he says, "I'll look at it myself"? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my name is Becky Elkody. I've recently opened a new restaurant in the area, and I'm visiting local businesses to drop off our menu. We specialize in Middle Eastern cuisine.
That sounds interesting. I'm not familiar with Middle Eastern food. Can you tell me a little more about it?
Well, we eat a lot of barbecue meat served together with homemade bread and yogurt. Each day we serve a lunch special so you can try different dishes.
That sounds great. I'm glad you stopped by. I plan to eat out today anyway, so I'll give your restaurant a try and eat there.
Thank you. I'll be expecting you today then.
Number 59. What is the purpose of the woman's visit? Number 60. What does the man inquire about? Number 61. What is the man planning to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Cynthia. Can you help me find some sales figures for international offices? I have to finish this report for the sales team, but I couldn't find necessary data.
I'm sorry. I have a meeting with Mr. Murdoch in 10 minutes in his office. You could ask Peter to help you. He used to work at the sales team. He should know better than I do.
I've already tried to contact him, but he's not in his office.
Why don't you call and leave a memo with his secretary? She should be able to help you with Peter's schedule.
I doubt she's in her office, but I'll give it a try.
Number 62. What does the man need some help with? Number 63. Why is the woman unable to help the man? Number 64. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and ticket.
This week has been really busy because of the sales conference, hasn't it? Do you have any plans for the weekend? I think I am going to visit my sister in Florida.
Well, I've got a ticket for the famous jazz band Sincerity on this Saturday night at the Grand Opera House. The problem is that my brother was supposed to drive me there, and he has an emergency meeting out of town, so I don't have a ride anymore.
Oh, but you know, on the weekend there's a bus to the Opera House. You can catch it on the 9th Avenue.
That's good to know. The concert starts at 8 o'clock, but VIP ticket holders are invited to a pre-reception that starts from 7, and I'm so excited about meeting with some of the performers at the reception.
Number 65. What does the woman plan to do on the weekend? Number 66. What is the woman's problem? Number 67. Look at the graphic. When will the woman plan to arrive at the Opera House? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
I just got an email from Mr. Fredrickson. He confirmed that 4 clients from San Francisco will be coming on Friday to discuss the new remodeling project.
Great. Now I can finalize Friday's meeting. I was waiting to hear how many people would be attending before making a reservation.
Also, they want to go back to San Francisco after the meeting and a quick lunch.
Then I think we should cancel the reservation at Nova Restaurant and just have something light at American Bistro, since it's right down the street from our office. We could save some time for the wrap-up session, too.
Good idea. We should try our best to accommodate their opinions.
Number 68. What is the purpose of the client's visit? Number 69. Why has the man waited to make a reservation? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which scheduled time has the incorrect location?